Has the time come for one code of conduct for all municipalities? That's what Ontario's Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing is considering. In December 2024, the ministry proposed creating a standardized code of conduct for all municipalities, and the creation of standardized training requirements as well for councillors. Bonfield's council accepted a letter from the ministry outlining the changes at its last meeting and supported the suggestions. Nothing is finalized yet, as the ministry is accepting comments and suggestions regarding the proposed changes until February 10. Currently, each municipal council is responsible for establishing its own code of conduct. Once passed, the code becomes a bylaw which governs the conduct of councillors. For instance, the code will outline procedures that regard maintaining confidential information and respectful behavior. The ministry is proposing to establish one master code of conduct for all councils. The ministry also wants to see standardized training for councillors. Further, the province wants to create a standardized investigation process for municipal integrity commissioner investigations. Bonfield's chief administrative officer, Nikki Kunkel, clarified, "Largely, the concerns are regarding oversight of the integrity commissioners themselves and the consequences of poor behavior by council members." How so? The ministry wants to expand the role of the Integrity Commissioner of Ontario to provide training to municipal integrity commissioners. Each municipality must have an integrity commissioner on call and provide advice to municipalities as to who may be appointed as integrity commissioner. The office would also create a mechanism for municipal councils to remove from office and disqualify for 4 years members of council for certain serious violations of the code of conduct, Kunkel detailed in her report to council. See, Bonfield has a new integrity commissioner. Kunkel spoke with Bonfield's integrity commissioner, David Baghajan, and summarized their discussion for council. She noted, "It's a step in the right direction, having one code of conduct. Having a standard guide will be helpful in setting expectations and fairness. As this gets developed, more consultation will be necessary." There was also agreement that standardized training would be ideal, as there currently is no requirement for council training. Bonfield's council provides training for new councillors, but many municipalities currently do not offer the training. Further, if a councillor is found to breach the code to the point that the integrity commissioner recommends removing that councillor from the council, the entire council must vote in favor of that decision. Bonfield is suggesting that change to a two-thirds majority vote. Also, the municipality is recommending more penalties for repeat breaches of the code. Right now, the maximum penalty, short of being removed from council, is a 90-day suspension of pay. Kunkel, after discussion with the town's integrity commissioner, suggested for repeat offenses, that be moved up to 120 days, then perhaps 150 days. Council's suggestions will be sent to the ministry before February 10. Then the municipalities will wait to see what the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing decides to do. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.